Watchdog, Soros-linked Milwaukee district attorney refuses to review cases of potential illegal voting. By John Binder on December 12, 2023. Milwaukee County District Attorney, D.A. John Chisholm, D., is refusing to review hundreds of cases of potential illegal voting via Wisconsin's same-day registration policy. Researchers at the Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, say. According to PILF researchers, Chisholm has not bothered to review at least 354 cases of potential illegal voting that were referred to the Milwaukee County DA's office since 2020. Election officials are best situated to notice and investigate potential violations of election law, PILF President J. Christian Adams said in a statement. Wisconsin requires election officials to investigate same-day registrations and refer individuals who appear to have used bad addresses to prosecuting authorities. When a DA refuses to even look at the evidence, that harms Wisconsin elections. Emphasis added. The potential illegal voting cases, PILF researchers say, came as a result of Wisconsin's policy that allows same-day voter registration on election day. In the 2020 general election, for example, more than 21,000 Milwaukee residents voted after registering that same day. Of those same-day registrants, more than 1,200 gave election officials addresses that later came up as undeliverable. Election officials inactivated 349 of those voter registrations and referred them to the DA's office. None of those cases, though, have been reviewed by Chisholm thus far, PILF researchers say. Chisholm, the Capital Research Center reports, is among 30 DAs across the United States who have been elected with direct or indirect support from billionaire George Soros. John Chisholm has been a thoroughbred Soros DA for many years. In 2016, facing a Democratic challenger in the primary, Chisholm received $21,000 in support from Soros's Safety and Justice PAC, the Capital Research Center reported in March. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.